Welcome to Messages to Me podcast. I am your host, Melissa James, and we are here with episode 15. Yes, we made it to 15 episodes. And I'm just so happy to get to this point because I know I've practiced legitimately enough that I'm no longer afraid to put this out there and tell people I've done it. I've been recording a podcast for now 15 episodes, and I'm about to finish season one with episode 16, so not this week, but next week. And I hope you guys will truly, truly, truly enjoy and support. Last week, I had a special guest, which was my partner. He's probably not as special to you guys as much as he is to me, but then he's special because he hasn't been on here before. So, you know, this week will be interesting and be quite different from last week because, you know, it's back to being me again by myself. And I have some things to share because, man, oh man, I don't know what's going on. If you guys have any idea what's happening with the moon and the sun and the stars and the alignments, please let me know because I don't. I don't know what's going on. And I'll tell you why that is. As you know, every week we go through what I dreamed, what I learned, and what I've seen. And this week, what I've dreamed definitely is giving me more messages than I can imagine. It's telling me a lot about, I guess, my emotional state currently, and I think I need to get into what's really going on. Now, if you relate, if you're going through the same thing, I'm always interested in hearing what your messages are, and I hope that you guys would send that over to me because, like, yeah, maybe we are going through the same thing. And sometimes it really does help to know that, hey, we're on the same page. We're going through the same thing. There's support out there, or there's simply another person experiencing it. Let me see how they navigate this time of their life. All right. So I'm going to begin with, what did I dream? Okay. And that was interesting. I have a few dreams that I'm going to throw together. And the reason for that is because I haven't had the time to write down all of my dreams in the morning. But what I have done is just try to say the parts that I remember and share it with Sheldon, my significant other. So my most recent dream, okay, this was the one where I was like, what in the actual world? So my dog Luna, an amazing doggy, she's taking a nap beside me right now. She was jumping out the window of whatever building we were in. It wasn't a tall building. And every time she would get back in the window, because she would jump out and then jump back in, she would either be possessed, yep, or she would just be herself. And I would know she's possessed because she would be like, showing her teeth and all that sort of stuff. Or she would be, and her nails would be really long and curly, like scary curly nails. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on with my doggie? And then that kept happening. And there was another friend there. And I felt uncomfortable with this dream because the person who was there was just like, oh, like, you know, what's up with your dog? And they were also just doing their own thing at the same time, whereas I was just more concerned about, like, stop jumping out the window because you're scaring me and I don't want you to get hurt. But then also you're scaring me because my dog doesn't look like this and is never like this. But my dog is also a big part of my support system. So I think the reason it scared me, well, I don't know the reason it scared me, but I just think it was more symbolic of my dog being part of my support system and me being in a scary place in that moment, okay? And just being worried about the outcome of this thing jumping in and out of a window. Like, what? Anyway, whatever the universe is trying to tell me with that thing. Anyway, then my next dream. This one was very vivid, very clear, very indicative of, I guess, really what I'm feeling right now. And my partner had to give me context to this one because when I said it to him, he just reflected back in two words like, oh, these two things stood out. And so that dream, this is another dream I had maybe the day after or the day before. And that dream was about me throwing a community event, like a community barbecue in Malvern, which is the place. That's my phone, which is the place that I grew up in. And the barbecue was for all the people in the community to just enjoy and have a good time. And they would be able to just like be good, you know, like get free food, have some games. The adults were really satisfied. The seniors were really satisfied. The kids had games to play. Everyone had something to do. And I'm just watching this event play out successfully. My friends are around me just watching it come together. And then and then I'm like, all right, well, you know, it's time to clean up. And so I was going to take the recycling out to the trash. And as I'm taking the recycling, I had to do this alone for some reason. I had to walk past a men's group. So there's a bunch of men sitting on like little wood stubs talking to a teacher. And the teacher was telling them how to become an entrepreneur in 5 years in their program they're in, and also to work at the same time so they can make money. So it was like an entrepreneurship while working program for men ages like 25, 26 and up. And then as I'm walking past, I'm like nodding my head like, that's such a good program. And I start approaching the like recycling, but it's in like a, you know, a typical area where your like outside garbages would be, like outside of a building with those big bins. For some reason, I got a little bit like, I was like more timid to approach. And I was like a bit scared for some reason. Again, I'm just taking out trash in the dream, but I was scared of going there. Yeah. And I like didn't fully approach it. And then I woke up. So I was like, what the heck? So that was the next dream. Then the last dream I'm going to tell you about is one that I'm going to share the gist of it, because I don't remember the details well enough to give you all of the bits. So in that last, the other dream was with my best friend, and we were walking down some stairs, and she had to go into something. And she asked me to accompany her, and we're going down and down and down these stairs. And it's like, wherever we're going, it's unknown, but it's kind of scary. And we're going down further into these very long stairs, like what you might see coming down the pyramids, like the Mayan pyramids or something. We're going downstairs probably that long. And it's kind of like, there's like, it's almost pyramidish in the sense that there's lights on the side of the stairs and like flames, but it doesn't seem like anything bad. It just seems like we're going into the unknown or like an underworld, and I'm accompanying her, and that's all I know. We never get to the bottom of the stairs to where we're supposed to, but I know that I was scared in the dream, and the feeling of fear was pretty heavy. I was preparing myself to fight whatever I needed to fight, whatever that thing would have been coming at us. I was prepared. So that was the third dream. And now I'm trying to figure out what messages these dreams actually have for me, because in each dream I was scared. And I feel like in my waking life, I've been very scared to take that leap of faith when it comes to showing people what I've been working on. And when my partner mentioned the entrepreneurship, as well as me walking alone, I feel that that was very indicative of this journey I feel like I'm on when it comes to entrepreneurship, particularly this point of making the decision to share what I'm doing feels like a very lonely process, or a process where I have to stand alone and do it. And the whole entrepreneurship program in the 5 years, I thought that was interesting, because when it comes to like entrepreneurship, I tend to give myself timelines. And I said, I'm going to give myself like 5 years before deciding what my next step or direction will be with East End Vegan. Now, is that 2 more years from the first 3 I did, or is that 5 years additionally? I'm kind of on the fence right now. And I guess I'll see what that looks like. But also, I was thinking maybe I should actually look up what 5 is in numerology. You know, travelers and seekers of higher truth if you're a life path, but I'm not a life path. Oh, maybe five in angel numbers. That's what I was looking for. Because that may give me some more indication about what that actually looks like and what it means. And it resonates with the influences and attributes of personal freedom, unconventional individualism, non-attachment, change, life lessons learned through experience. There's a whole lot here. A message saying that life, important life changes are upon you, and these changes will bring about many positive opportunities. Look at these changes with a positive attitude and optimism, and be grateful for auspicious opportunities ahead of you. I don't know what auspicious means, but I like that word. So, yeah, I definitely feels that, like, I feel that it's definitely in line with what I'm feeling, but all the fears that are coming out within me to prevent me from moving forward in this state that I'm in are coming through in my dreams. And in my waking life, all I can do is continue to move forward and say a prayer for the support from God to just help me go forward. And my whole spirit squad is here with me doing this thing of saying, yeah, you're doing what you wanted to do. So put it out there to the world, because we're here with you and we did it together. So yeah, after this podcast, you will see promotion for it on my page or wherever I decide to post this information. So that was my dream, and that I feel like was a pretty strong, clear message to me. And funny enough, my dream brings me into my, I can't say it's so much what I've learned as much as what I've seen. And so in my dream, I'm fearful. Or sorry, in my dream, I'm scared. And then in my waking life, I know I have this bit of fear that's still within me. And the fear within me is literally just about, you know, taking this path of entrepreneurship and being alone. I'm going to make a funny connection that is going to be like, what, Mel? How'd you get from that to that? But I was reflecting upon when I was in elementary school and just a bullying story, not of myself, but me being the bully and part of a group of girls who bullied another girl. And the reason it came up together is just because the fear I felt in, or sorry, being scared in the dream is really like, it scared me and I don't like that feeling. And then for some reason, I started thinking about this whole bullying situation when I was in grade 8, because a friend of mine, their son is being bullied, and it's sad because you're like, why would anyone make you feel like that? And I guess the parallel between the fear and the scariness that I had in my dream was just a feeling that really resonated in real life. And then it made me realize how fearful a person can be when they're in the position of being bullied. So you might be like, that's a big stretch, Mel. And I'm thinking, yeah, it is a pretty big stretch. But it got me to think about something that I think we should talk more about in a very different way. And I almost feel this way about some of the other things in the world, like injustices and discrimination, how we should frame our words differently if we really want to make the impact that is necessary for people to see the need to change it. So I'm going to tell you guys a story about me when I was in grade seven or eight. And pretty much the black girls clicked up. It was me and my people. And there was a girl from like East Asia, but she wasn't new to the country. She was just new to the school. And that was probably a hard transition for her. And she was like, she wasn't like us. And I'm speaking from the frame of mind I would have been in at that age. She wasn't like us, so we made fun of her and we bothered her and we just didn't make her feel good, and we would call her names and say mean things about her, even when we're talking to other people and not even talking directly to her. We would just say very nasty things. And it turned pretty bad, to the point where we were just like, it got physical, and it shouldn't have, but at that age, it just felt like it was definitely a mob mentality still taking place, and I was as much a part of it as anybody else, and we were just complete assholes. Like, we were just not nice to this person, and yeah, I'm saying this story and I'm thinking about it because I'm like, wow, how could I be that? Like, how could I have been that person? That's just really cold-blooded. But anyways, let me stick to the story. And yeah, it wasn't cool what we did at all. And it got to the point where it was bad. It was physical. It wasn't like we were fighting her every day, but it got physical to the point where we were just bothering her physically. And then, what was it? They pulled us in for some sessions on anti-bullying, and I don't even think it had that name at the time. And we didn't understand why we were pulled in to do these like classes during the school day to talk about like treating people with respect. But in hindsight, now I'm like, oh, that's the reason. And funny enough, it was weird because like, they weren't a mean person. They were actually very quiet. And at that age, it must have been so much to be just on your own and in a new environment. And I feel very, 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 very bad about the situation. So I know I'm 36 and this happened when I was like, I'm not 36. I know I'm 35 and this happened when I was maybe 13 or 12, but reflecting on my life and also now having a child, it comes up because I would never want that to happen to anybody else, and I don't think it was right for what I did at that age. And it made me think about like, yo, why are kids like that, and why did we feel so justified in bullying somebody else and being so mean to somebody else with no good reason? And is there even a good reason to be mean to people? I don't know. I think my mind has changed so much now. So this is me speaking from the perspective of someone who was a bully when they were in grade 7, 8-ish. And needless to say, I've had other points in my life where the mob mentality has definitely kicked in high school. And I think after high school, I'm pretty sure that's really where things stood on its own. Like, that's where I became more of my own person and just, I don't know, stood up more for myself and what I believed in versus what anyone else believed in, and working as a group of people to take down anything. So yeah, I shared this story because I wanted to say bullying is crazy. It's actually wild because I feel like when we use the word bullying, it's taking away from the severity of the issue as well as the impact on others. I feel like we have to actually name it what it is, which is complete disrespect and a lack of respect for other people, for their being, for their life, for their lifestyle, for whatever it is that represents them. And it's harassment. And that's what it is, harassment and abuse in some cases. It's just not okay. I think we should stop using the word bullying because I don't know if it's treated so seriously. Because when I think of bullying, I think of like kid stuff, schoolyard stuff, and I don't feel like that gets through to people, and they tend not to want to use the word bullying when they get older because it also still feels a bit childish. And I feel like we just need to name a spade, which is harassment. Us bothering that child in grade 7, 8 was harassment. Straight up. It was a lack of respect for that person that they didn't deserve because they were human. And regardless of their mannerisms or who they were, whatever made them different shouldn't be grounds for us to target them or disrespect them. And as a society, I'm starting to realize like we take on the bullying role in many, many spaces. And one I'm going to use as an example, and you could hate me for it all you want, but I have to say it, is like the whole white people not bathing or white people not using a wash rag to bathe, it really doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. But I think we have to reflect on the fact that the cultural difference there is something that just exists and it really doesn't need much attention. And as much as it might be a joke to some, a lot of times younger people and kids may take this to use as an insult to other people when, or might use as an insult to maybe a white person, and being like, oh, you don't even bathe at home because that's different for them. And I'm really just using this example to kind of give a more, what's the word? I'm trying to describe how we end up seeing a bully on a smaller level, playground level, at very young ages, versus what we think might just be a passing joke or a running joke as adults. Because the things we look at and we shun or we turn our nose up towards, those things oftentimes manifest in younger children, or they are reenacted by younger children as a form of disrespect to others. So while an adult might turn their nose up to someone who doesn't bathe or who doesn't wash their skin the same, a younger person might actually use that as an insult. And I think as people, we got to be conscious about the things we're saying around children and even the things we're making jokes of as adults, because a lot of times that can turn into a straight insult for a younger person, or it ends up being a whole mob mentality situation where we now look at other people and tell them that they're less than we are because they don't follow the same methods of cleanliness or the same methods of being. And it's just not okay at that stage. And now I will also say, even though like sometimes these things are just a joke, I think we also have to reflect on the fact that the means we use to bully others and at the same time oppress others, we really learned all of this from white Europeans, colonizers. And to me, the modern form of society, this process of demeaning others, disrespecting others, making others feel less than, is largely an effect of European colonization and the process they use to ensure Black people and darker people in the world would feel like second-class citizens and feel less than their counterparts. I also feel like when we talk about bullying, there's a lot of whiteness that needs to be extracted from that, for the fact that they have designed the method, they've designed the plan, they've designed the system that enables bullying and, sorry, harassment and complete disrespect to be so prevalent on a day-to-day basis. I also always say, like, if we want people to use their words and to really honestly have conversations that are enlightening and can help people move forward, we need to stop going to war. Because people think they can go to war with others through violence and through violent means. Because, well, hey, isn't that how you do it in society when you need to solve a problem or make sure that your voice is heard over somebody else? So I think as a society, we have to reflect on the ways that we do things as adults and how they trickle down into the behaviors of younger people, kids in particular, who oftentimes just do things because they've seen it done by somebody older. So yeah, this talk about bullying wasn't meant to bring people down and make them sad, but it was really meant to help us reflect on just the things we do in our lives that actually create the environment for things like harassment and lack of respect and, I guess, bullying, if that's still the word you really want to use. allowing these things to be enabled in our society. So yeah, that was my chat on bullying. And again, I'm so sorry to the girl, Jackie, if you're out there and if you happen to even listen to this podcast, I'm so sorry that I bullied you and I harassed you and I did not respect you as a person in grade 7 and 8. And I would love to say sorry on behalf of my friends, because I know if they were to reflect on it now, they would feel super, super remorseful for that behavior. And I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're still able to become the person you wanted to be when there was 100% hope in your eyes before we even got to you. So all the best. And yeah, I'm going to move on from this topic of bullying and into what I learned this week, which is actually quite short, because if I was to tell you I learned a lot this week, it would mostly be I learned a lot about myself. I didn't really study this week. I didn't really go on TikTok. I didn't read anything grand or special. I just learned that transitioning to daycare for a child is so much harder than I ever anticipated. And my daughter's having such a hard time, and I had to pull her out of daycare because it's just not working. And this is home care, really. So it's sad to watch, because as much as I want things to work out so I would have the time and space to be able to get things done for myself, I'm also realizing that I can't force anybody, including my child, to just accept a new way of living, which is to go to daycare. So I'm learning patience right now. I'm learning patience with the people I love, with my daughter. And I'm learning to, because I was very sad about this, I'm also learning how much it hurts me to see her sad, but how much difficulty I can sometimes have with things not going in the direction I want it to. So now I am literally just releasing this experience of not having her in daycare, and not being able to be successful with the first one we tried. And I'm going to continue to look for others, and it's going to work out somehow, because it always does. And I'm releasing my control over making her okay right away and allowing her to take that time for herself and have the space to become comfortable in new environments, you know? I think she deserves that. She's a child. She's still new to the world. And she's also a pandemic baby. So she spent most of her time with me anyways. So I can't just put her in a stranger's hands and expect her to be A-okay, you know? So what I learned this week is just patience for myself, patience with my daughter, and recognizing. And I also learned from my dreams that I am really worried about putting myself out there, despite always putting myself out there, because I don't have any really like real worries when it's not serious. But now doing it as a business, I'm actually a lot more worried, because it's the most vulnerable sides of me doing this podcast and also putting my vlogs out there. I've done that before, but it's really my family on display, my daughter on display, and I can't hide behind just sitting back and hoping things will work. I'm taking action now, and I guess there's a fear of rejection that I have to deal with. And I'm going to let that go, because I'm going to work through it. I'm going to work through it. I have a reading this weekend with my spiritual mentor. So I will update you guys on what that looked like for me next week at the next podcast, episode 16, our final episode for the season. And then I'll be taking a break over the holidays and starting back up in January. So yeah, I hope to see you guys. Share some feedback. Next season will definitely become way more interactive, because I'll be posting in real time. But for now, This is all in the past. So have a fabulous, fabulous week. And I look forward to seeing you guys and all your views and all your questions soon enough. Take care.